You are now listening to Tempo Podcast.
This is today's Tempo, where we talk lifestyle and culture concerning the culture. Got my man with me, Buzzy Bagel.
We're back. Yeah.
We got some topics we're going to go through today. Some topics we're going to touch on today. Sha'Carri Richardson and the Olympics. Bill Cosby is back. King or Prince? It's a question, but we'll get into that a little deeper. Social media antics. But we got a hot topic we're going to jump into a little later. So as you and I both know, Sha'Carri Richardson has been suspended, then banned from the 4x1 team. She won't participate in the Olympics, and that's because of a violation she had dealt with marijuana. We should take on that.
If I rob a bank, do I get in trouble?
Absolutely. If you get caught, absolutely.
The rules, right?
Yeah.
So, if I can't break the rules, why should she be able to break the rules?
True story.
So, my thing is this. I mean, I've been listening to everybody on social media. I've seen a lot of people, they talk about it. Oh, she's young. She's this. Her mom passed away. Rest in peace. I'm sorry for all that. But at the same time,
yeah.
When I was in school, I learned something. It was called excuses.
Yeah.
So my thing, shout out to Phi Beta Sigma. So my thing is, if we keep giving excuses, we can never fix the problem.
Yeah, that's the truth.
This young lady, this is not like she just started running yesterday. She's been running her whole life. So you knew the rules. You knew what it was. You knew the consequences. You know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
People you surrounded yourself allowed you to do the dumb shit.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I feel bad for her, but I don't feel bad because you did wrong. What you think's going to happen? See, the thing that get me with some people, with some of my black people.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm the best athlete. I'm the best artist, whatever. I'm getting money. I'm rich, and people love me. I can get away with anything.
Yeah.
But that white man, he can give you a reality check real fast and bring your ass back to reality and remind you you're black.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do.
You feel me? They was already looking at her. Because the way she presents herself.
Absolutely.
I'm cool with that. But since you know extra light's going to be shined on you, you got to be right.
That's my sentence on it. Like, you already know what you wanted to do. You came into this situation saying, I wanted to be a superstar, on track, be on this particular level. But with that level comes with certain scrutiny from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed at night. And it's like, to go do what you did, that just comes with the territory.
It does. It does. It's messed up, but it is what it is.
You know, one of the things,
really don't want her in that spotlight.
Say it again?
They really don't want her in that spotlight.
No, not at all.
Herself like the gymnastics girl Simone and all those type of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She a little edgy. She let people know where she from, which I'm with all that. I respect.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, baby girl, the rules is the rules.
Yeah.
A million people before her broke rules.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get away with it, so what made you, why should you?
Yeah.
Watch as you, what was the light-skinned girl's name? They said she was taking steroids. I think they took her medals.
Man, I don't know. I'm lost. I don't know.
Damn, what's her name? Ran track in the Olympics.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they said she was on steroids and stuff. But we are not the same. Stop acting like we're on the same playing level.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Stop acting like, though, you're not the same. I don't give a fuck how many lobster dinners you go to with them.
Right. True story.
You are. Here, you are.
Here's my thing. It's funny to me that we believe as a culture that these things validate us. Like, if she, let's say she goes to the Olympics, she run, she get a medal and all these things like that. Your talent is your talent with or without the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need the Olympics to validate who you are in this world, or validate who you are as an athlete, artist, anything. And that's, I think that's the bigger problem than anything, because it's like, okay, if you suspend it from the Olympics, that ain't a big deal. You just suspend it from the Olympics. They ain't saying that you can't go anywhere else. They can't say you might be on television or be in a particular tournament anywhere else. But we put so much stock and so much weight into these entities that don't represent us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And like, for me, that's crazy to me. It's like, come on, man. Like, we putting more stock into their stuff.
The crazier thing is all the people that's saying that the Olympics is messed up and everything else is messed up. Yo, they had the same rules for what fucking what number?
Oh, it's very low.
Yeah, well, they had it for you. Oh, you think they're gonna change it for you?
Right.
No.
Be crazy as hell.
Yeah, they don't want you in there. Yeah. Proof is in the pudding. They don't care about giving you the gold medal. They'd rather give it to someone else in another country.
In a heartbeat.
Because at the end of the day, they would have been like, look, hide that piss test and come back next month or next week in a couple days. Go get your cousin's piss. Something.
Something. Yeah.
For you. It was ways to get around it if they really wanted to get around it.
It's happened before.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know how many people probably go up in there with dirty piss?
Right.
Come on. Come on.
So, but now check this. You got a lot of African-American athletes coming out and saying, you know, they're in full support of the Olympics. They gonna participate, they gonna watch or whatever. I never was really into it anyway, so it doesn't really affect me either way. But at some point, we gotta show some kind of solidarity. We gotta come together on something. Now, I'm not saying that they don't need to run in the Olympics or people don't need to watch, but what I'm saying is, go back to my first point, is the Olympics don't validate who y'all are.
First of all, you say athletes, so I'm saying, you're saying all the sports, right?
Yeah.
The football players couldn't even get their shit together for Colin Kaepernick. And that was just the NFL football thing. How you going to go against the world?
Yeah.
You couldn't get your shit together for the NFL. How you going to go against the world? Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a whole nother ball game.
That's stupid. Because the same people that's saying that, they ain't on TV saying that shit, are they?
Nah, not at all.
Exactly. They say behind closed doors because they don't want daddy to see them saying.
Mm-hmm. Daddy cut that check.
Like for an example, I'm going into what we spoke about yesterday. Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar Jackson was in, if I'm not mistaken, his area, his home, or he was doing something, anything with the kids, and he was out playing catch with the kids, and he was checking them up. The athletes and people, oh, he's ruining his money. He got a big contract. Evidently, money don't move him.
Not at all, man.
But he changed somebody's life, probably. Some of them kids can't afford to go to the game, so they see there. By him playing catch with them, he changed some of them kids' life, man. So just because he's a football player and he got a big contract on the table, he ain't allowed to have fun and enjoy himself?
Why? Right, or even give back to his people. You know what I mean?
But sometimes it ain't even about the money.
No. Nah. Like,
you have a baby, you have a son. When your son was born, until they get teenagers and things like that, it ain't about the money.
Nah.
It's about the time you put in with them.
Yes, it is.
They want to see daddy come to the basketball games and to the practices.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to come and lay up underneath your arm so they watch the movie with them. And they want to decide if you're cutting the grass and act like they're cutting the grass with you.
Man.
It's not like he was playing catch with grown men.
Mm-hmm.
It was babies. Babies. I respect him on that.
Absolutely. 1,000%. And I think that's what's missing, man.
Go around money. And that's what everybody... Oh, well, he could have just gained them a couple thousand. It's not the same.
Nah, spending time is everything. Putting the time in is everything.
Him spending time and talking to him, now they're going to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difference. But all the backlash that he got from everybody, I'm like, yo, first of all, why are you in his pockets? That's one. You act that's like you get a fucking check.
Yeah.
And then... why don't y'all do that? Half y'all should do that. Because if that goes back to our first podcast we ever did, support Black. He's in the community supporting him and giving back to his community. And you're shitting on him.
That's what's missing, man. That's why we can't come out of the holes and the hurdles we in. So now think about it, because these owners and GMs listen to the media. So now let's say we got 20 more brothers doing the same thing. They're going to start messing with their money, or they're going to start restricting them. You know how they put different restrictions on athletes. They can't ride a motorcycle during this time, or they can't do that. They're going to start putting more restrictions in their contracts, whereas they can't do that stuff.
I mean, I can understand them saying they can't do dumb shit like that. Like, oh, you ain't gonna go jumping out of airplanes and all that. But, yo, you're on a basketball court playing catch.
Nah, I'm with you, man. And the thing about it, we so conditioned.
You can walk off the football field and twist your ankle and get hurt.
Walk down the steps, anything.
But the thing is, his team never said nothing.
But you know these owners and GMs are driven by what the media is saying. So if you got Skip Bayless and Steve Murray and all these guys, say it again.
Shannon Sharpe is the one that really disappointed me. Because I would thought Shannon Sharpe, because he's one of the realest jokers on TV.
At times.
He's the one that really, he shouldn't have did that. He shouldn't have did that. Why not? You're from a small, poor town. You should know how that feels. You had a brother. When your brother made it and came back to see you when you was in high school, how did you feel? And that was your brother. You know him.
Mm-hmm. These cats, man, they hit that peak.
Hold on.
It ain't good.
You slid with this one, though. You said what? Seven times. Ooh, what does that mean, please?
You listen to Kwame Brown?
Kwame Brown? Yo, listen.
Yeah, that boy.
Kwame Brown as a man. And you know what? Yeah. He should be out here running his mouth and doing what he's doing.
So, that's like,
everything he's saying is right because these jokers is getting mad.
But so, I listen. Go ahead.
Leave the fuck alone.
True story. But let me tell you why I say Shannon Sharpe sometime, though, right? Because it wasn't until I started really listening to Kwame Brown and, like, hearing what he's saying about the media and how Stephen A.'s words were projected upon the owners and the GMs, which translated to him receiving less opportunity, right, as far as with his contract and things of that nature. So now I start listening to the media, Stephen A., Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. I listen to them with a different ear now. And I start watching how they speak about certain players and the tone in which they speak about them. For instance, if you talk about Lamar Jackson, you're going to speak in an authoritative way about something he shouldn't do. But if you're speaking about Tom Brady, you're going to say, you know how Brady is. You're going to give him a pass.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, oh, sometimes, because now I'm starting to listen with a different ear. I'm like, nah, say that across the board. If you're going to say it about Cam Newton, say it about Tom Brady. If you're going to say it about Lamar Jackson,
yeah,
say it about Russell Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's across the board. Say it again.
They're all human beings. They all men.
Yeah.
Dang. They all the same.
So that's why I start now listening. Like, man, y'all got the same agenda. Y'all gonna tear us down, but y'all gonna build them up or give them a pass on something they did wrong or said wrong or something like that.
But check the hook to the story. Look at the ones just tearing us down.
They're our own, man. They're our own. And that's the...
Hold up. How are we supposed to help and build each other up and support each other if the main ones is tearing us down?
It ain't never going to happen. But you said it earlier. You said when daddy come around, he going to tell them what to say.
They switch up.
Real quick.
That's like him coming through the door right now. I take this phone and throw that shit into the wall so he don't know me talking. So,
yeah.
Can't know we doing this.
Listen.
I mean, I just listen. Get your money, but damn, when you get, he got his bread. You got your money. Be a man.
But here's the thing: you and I both know. What makes me like really look at these guys and like, yo, man, y'all done for is because now they act this level. Now this goes for like anything, Olympics, NFL, all these things. You got your money and you got avenues and access to get more money or to get other money. So let's not act like this is the only way you can make money. Like if Shannon Sharp right now was the lead Fox, there's gonna be 1,000 networks lined up wanting to bring him in. Or he can get with somebody else and start a whole other network. But we just get so conditioned and institutionalized in a way that, oh, we only think Fox is going to pay us. Oh, we only think ESPN is going to pay us. We only think the Olympics validates us. And it's disheartening, man. It's sickening.
You see Deion Sanders finally seen the light?
Yo, man, that's a prime example right there.
He said to Deion, well, you ain't getting paid for anything. Then I said, I'm rich.
See?
he said, did you see it?
Nah, I ain't see it.
It ain't even about the money. I got money.
Yeah.
I got money. He said, now it's time for me to change people's lives.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. That's just what it is. That sums it up right there. It's like,
and I want to see now. How many people do the follow the leader shit and want to coach now? HBCUs.
Well, they just, I think Bethune-Cookman just hired Reggie Theus. Reggie Theus played in the NBA about like 25 years ago. He had coached down to Bethune-Cookman, the men's basketball team. So that was a good. So, I mean, Deion Sanders did change the landscape. He got more people with the opportunity to say, look, man, I can go here.
Where were they at when we played for Cheney?
No. And that's like...
HBCU, by the way. I got to say that.
Got to say it. Even though we don't get the credit, but got to say it.
Yeah, no, look, they don't... Yo, the funny thing is, they don't even know what the hell Cheney is.
They don't even know it exists.
First HBCU.
In the land.
It was a college, a state college, Cheney State. And Lincoln University was the first university.
I'm gonna take it a step further. The Institute for Colored Youth, 1837. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But Then it went to the transition of transitioning to the names and things of that nature, but it was called the Institute for Colored Youth.
Yeah.
Founded in 1837. But yeah, I mean we can definitely go all night on that.
Let's get back on it.
So you know Bill Cosby back home. Bill, I like Bill. I don't care. Nobody say I like Bill. Now, he was released. His conviction was overturned. Now he's seeking some money. Here's my thing with the Bill Cosby situation.
Yeah, let me hear this shit.
You can't. Okay, number one is all the people who was involved in his case. They settled and made arrangements years ago, according to this case, right? So then it gets revisited, but it gets revisited from some legal statute that really was null and void. But they went ahead with the process, did everything. Take it to the highest court in Pennsylvania, it gets overturned. Now, here's my thing. I don't got a heaven nor a hell to put him in. I don't got a jail cell to put him in, right? That's number one. Number two, what's the difference in him being released from prison and somebody from the hood, cousin or brother being released from prison and we celebrating them and they committed the crime as well too? And we saying, we got t-shirts, free Tata, free B, free whoever. Bill Cosby come home, people upset. Now, here's the thing. We can't ask for justice or ask. There's a lot of people upset, black and white.
I see most people glad that he's home.
But that's true. A lot of people, I'm happy he's home, but I got other reasons I'm happy he's home. But there's a large population of people that's saying it's disgusting if you support Bill Cosby. It's disgusting if you writing on Twitter and saying this or you writing on Instagram posting this. People saying these things. Right? But what's the difference? If we had a family member came home who committed murder, he did 15, 20 years, now he come home, we celebrate daddy home. What's the difference? There's no difference. You know what I'm saying? Number two, for me, Bill Cosby, we can name a whole list of people who did good things, talented, whatever, about their personal life. We can say their personal life is whatever, right? But Bill Cosby represented something different for our people. So now you throw this on him, you're just getting us not to look his way any longer.
When they do that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we go down, that's what I said, we can go down the list and say all the people they do it to, but I'm just talking about Bill Cosby right now because that's just one of the most present things that's going on. You know what I mean?
Bill, listen. My thoughts on Bill Cosby. Honestly, I really don't give a shit if he came home or he stayed in jail. Me personally. Yeah. But I remember a long time ago, he had a speech. And he said black men wasn't shit. We was lazy, we this, we that, whatever, whatever, whatever. So ever since then, I really stopped liking him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but don't put us all in the same category.
Absolutely, right.
But at the same time, how you gonna put this dude in jail for some shit he did 40 years ago?
That's true.
This is what they was all them motherfuckers was high with Rick James.
See, that's what. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Listen, my thing is this. If he raped somebody, he could have. But why wait 30 years though? That's my only thing. Like, it should be a time limit.
That too.
Time limit on shit.
And here's the thing. He already settled.
that happened 30 years ago. I'm putting you in. Coming to me, wasting fucking taxpayers' money with this shit.
And he already settled out of court with these people. Years ago.
But so that's... R. Kelly locked up for shit he already beat, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically...
That he's locked up for is stuff that he already beat during the years.
Basically. So this is why I would say, like, I always say this, like, what is justice? Like, justice is not fair. Justice is works for who it works for when it's happening.
It just goes back to what I said earlier in this conversation. When you think you're bigger than who you are,
he gonna sit you back down.
They gonna humble you real fast.
Yeah.
Take a slice of this pie. Eat it slow.
Eat it slow. Yeah.
If you got $1 billion, you think you really that dude? Hold on, we gonna show you who really that dude is. Take that humble pie, sit over there in cell block D4556. Eat that. Let R. Kelly see you.
No, man, that's some real stuff, man.
No, listen, they do what they want when they want.
Yeah,
not that's saying true. It's right. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not agreeing with it.
No, not at all.
But it's not like this is just beginning. It's been happening for years. What makes you think it can't happen to you?
Yeah.
What makes you think you're the chosen one? Why do you think you're the chosen one? And it's not gonna happen to me. I make this much money. Evidently, they don't care because they elect that. Because when they don't want you to make it no more, they're gonna put a pause.
And that's the thing. And it just go back to creating your own, owning your own, but you being responsible for your own. But when you get your money through those avenues, they control the situation.
Dang.
You know what I mean? And that's the hard pill that we gotta swallow as a culture.
I mean,
there's too many of us in our culture that we got multi-millionaires that we can't keep together and start creating our own, if it's a network, sports teams, whatever it is. But we just sit back and individually we grit individually. But collectively, we're not as good.
Nope. You absolutely right.
And I'm assuming, like, everybody just cool with it. Because we just continue in the same cycle. You know what I'm saying? So, man, check this out, right? I've been quiet lately on purpose. Just watching, right? And one of the things I noticed is this. I mentioned this to you. We call, as a term of endearment, the other brothers, what's up, King? Yeah, King, 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 King. And a lot of us really start to believe it psychologically. So therefore, we think that we're entitled to certain things and stuff of that nature. But in all actuality, if you are that king, as we're talking about the community giving back, support Black and the Olympics and Lamar Jackson, stuff like that. If you are king, then therefore you take the responsibility of all the things that the kingship comes with. You know what I mean? With no complaint. So I say, are you a king or are you a prince? And it's okay if you're a prince. There ain't no shade. There ain't nobody coming down on you. You're still learning how to be king. So how do you feel about, number one, the term king, and then number two, people not living up to that expectation?
Well, I look at myself as a king.
Right. You know,
I handle all my responsibilities all around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want nobody to, all right, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm not just a daddy, I'm a father. I'm a brother to mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel as though I should have to share a title of a king with a joker that don't pay child support and hasn't seen his kid in 10 years.
That's
fair to me.
Right.
When I'm here handling the mine.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So why should he have the king title? King of what? Jackasses?
Right.
So, no, we shouldn't label everybody king. Everybody don't get that title. Because everybody don't earn that title.
Yeah.
When you have a son, your son, if you're the king in your house, your son is the prince, right?
Yeah.
And then as he learns and grows and grows and gets his household, he will be the king.
Yeah.
Well, some of these jokers still haven't grown to be the king yet. There's level, like Meek Mill said, there's levels.
Absolutely. Right.
You don't just wake up and be like, I'm a king. Nah, it's levels to it.
Nah, not at all.
So when you fill all the rooms up on the floor and you move to the next floor, that's at, you move up slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Go from shit to king. Nah, you gotta start as the prince, bro.
And I think that's part of the problem too. Is like a lot of us growing up, we haven't had that king figure to look up to role model after, or to become better than. You know what I mean? We have some technical difficulties, son.
You were breaking up. I don't know what was going on. Okay, my bad.
Man. Yeah, nah, it's good. It's good now. Okay. But I mean, a lot of us growing up didn't have that king. I mean, that king to role model after or to learn from. But we just somehow, some way, because of where we at in our social climate now, everybody's a king all of a sudden. You know what I mean? And it's like these people who say themselves kings, they're going after the rewards. And like you said, they're not following up with the responsibility. They're not building themselves up and also building the people that surround them up as well, too.
Yeah, so they can't get that title.
No, not at all.
They can't get that title.
Yo, check this out, right? So the topic is social media antics. I call it hashtag get naked. Because it seemed to me, it seems to me, if you get naked, it's popping for you. It's popping. You can get endorsements. You can get paid. You get naked. You get it all. What's your thoughts about this new age of like, let me just show it all. It's like, if all fails, I can't make no money nowhere else. Just hashtag let me get naked.
I like social media because it has opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people to get money.
Absolutely.
But I don't think you have to disrespect yourself and others to get to the money. And when I say that, I'm going to go to some of the females.
Okay.
I know all y'all about to be all up in my DMs right now, cussing me out. I don't care. But listen, who wants to marry a girl that's doing some of the shit that y'all females is doing on social media? Who want to wife you?
Man, it's scary out here, man.
Who? I don't give a fuck how good you look. Go through your IG shit and look at some of the shit that y'all do and be like, damn, ain't nobody gonna marry me. Most of y'all got kids. Do y'all even care about if your kids see your page? They're friends like y'all seen your mom titties in school. How you think they feel?
Oh, they gonna say
you can still get to a bag, but you can do it respectfully. Come on.
It's like selling your soul, man. It's like, and that's the age we live in. It's like, everything's acceptable. Let me sell my soul just because I can get a bag or like I can get
they try to get butt naked so they can go to Dubai. Because you know they
that's it. Over there.
They all want to go to Dubai and get that money.
That's all it's about, man. It's sad, man. It really is sad. But it's like to be honest, all fails, man. Get naked. You gonna win if you get naked.
Yo, that's crazy.
You gonna win.
Sit up tonight.
Yo, I be thinking like, of all fails, I'm gonna get naked.
It's really sad though on some real shit.
Yeah, it is. It's sad,
I mean, I'm glad that they get into the bag. That's what's up. But damn, do they see from the shit that they doing, man?
It's wild, man. It's real wild.
You know what I don't like? I don't like some of these TV shows, man. I don't like some of these TV shows. Did we talk about this before?
We did on the phone. We talked about it on the phone.
Like the housewives and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Why you got all women on there, right?
Yeah.
Now, all y'all supposed to have money. Supposed to have money. Why y'all all on there acting like gutter buckets?
But this is why I say, hopefully he gets back into it, Bill Cosby. Hopefully he gets back into the TV programming, production, and things
that
are
like 90 years old, though?
He 83. Yeah, Bill 83. But hopefully he gets back into it, because Bill brought that programming that inspired us, that got us motivated to do something. You know what I mean? Like the programming we got, man, if we leave it to Tyler Perry and Oprah, we done.
Yo.
We done.
Did you see the BET Awards?
Nah, man, I didn't watch it, but when you told me to watch the performances.
Listen. Listen. I don't care what people like. You can like men, women, dogs, cows. I don't care. But don't force me to like it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't force me to like it. I'm cool. What you do behind closed doors is what you do. Mm. I'm not putting me and my wife's business out there, what we do.
Yeah.
But some things is being forced on us. That gay shit is being forced on us in our community. I'm looking at BET and all that shit. It's being forced on us. That shit ain't on TNT.
Nah, it's not.
It ain't on CBS.
It's not. ABC, none of that.
Come on, man.
And like, here's what I had to look at, right? The agenda is being forced, especially on our community. On our culture, and our community is being forced on us. And like you said, like you made mention to, no matter whoever you deal with, if you like, if a man like a man or a woman like a woman, or a man and woman together, your relationship business or what you do with those individuals should not be on full display for everybody to be involved in. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do behind closed doors, it's what you do behind closed doors. Like I said before, I don't have a heaven or a hell to you or a jail cell to put you in. You know what I'm saying? But we kind of opened the door for what I call the hashtag get naked. You know what I mean? Because we opened the door for this stuff when we allow the Cardi B's to walk around, get naked, talk about, you know what I mean, what they're going to do sexually and things of that nature. Now it gives people who got a different sexuality preference the green light to open out and say, hey, this is what I like too. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back further before Cardi B and stuff like that too. Like, we opened the door for that. But when I watch those performances on BET, I'm like, what happened to the days when we had Usher, who really gave us a production and gave us a show? Even Chris Brown. I did like Tyler, the Creator, with the wind blowing on him. He was in the car and he was rapping and stuff. That was, he took time out. He created a storyline. He put the production behind it. And it was a show. It was a demonstration of his production. But everything now, man, is more like, if they ain't rubbing on each other, if they ain't naked, it's like, that's not even art.
It's different than when Luke was doing it.
Yeah, Luke was, this way he was at a pool party, right?
How you say to Chaney, they stopped the show. They said, oh, this shit, we got to stop it. We got to stop it. Luke said, fuck this party. Everybody meet me at my hotel. And then the hotel and everybody went over there.
Oh, man.
Yo. No, crazy man. Yo, listen. I think we all just need to start praying a little bit more.
True story. True.
For real. Because honestly, yeah. we gotta hold each other up, man. If we don't hold each other up and help each other out, we don't know what's going to happen. Because right now, honestly, this shit is getting worse. It's not getting better.
No, not at all.
That's all I got to say.
Not only that, I just learned this, man, and maybe I'm late. I don't know. But I was having a conversation with somebody who was talking about school and stuff like that. And I just learned, man, and the school programming from, I think, if it's like kindergarten all the way up, they're now teaching about fisting and anal. And there's 72 orientations of sexual
orientation. That ain't hit my son's school yet, I mean.
Yeah, it got in touch. He was saying it's out in Texas. There's a couple other states he mentioned out west. But think about that, man. Like,
if my son comes home, he's 8 years old, and he tell me about some anal shit, I might pass the hell out.
Think about that. So we ain't get to understand that stuff until we got older and we got into porn and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, the school wasn't coming to us and saying, oh, anal was okay. Or fisting and things. It's like, huh? You know what I'm saying? Now, when people get older, whatever you explore, whatever you get into, that's what you do. But what I'm saying is, like, now it's forced upon the children to understand it. And that right there, man, that tears the people apart, man.
It does. It does. It really does.
You know what I mean? And I was listening to, I don't know if you heard of her, Angela Stanton King. Mm-hmm. Man, you gotta listen to the lady, man. Like, she make a lot of sense, man. She talked about these political agendas are made to reduce the reproduction of black babies. You know what I'm saying? She was like, it's like a modern day genocide. It's like, you tell African Americans that abortion is free. So now the young girls who find themselves, or young guys too, find themselves just scared of the situation. They hit the panic button and they want to abort a child. But why is it that in our communities, we got more parenthoods than we have fertility clinics and things of that nature? So she was touching on these things, and it kind of opened my mind to these political agendas. And why is it that this sexuality movement is so pushed upon our culture? Because it reduces our ability to reproduce. You know what I'm saying? So what's the easiest way to kill black lives? If you don't do it by drugs, you do it by abortion. If you don't do it by abortion, you do it by the education system. So it's like all those things play into it. And it's like BET is supposed to be the hub for our culture. But if you're promoting the same thing, how can we even trust you too? Mm. You know what I mean?
Talk to him, Chris.
So it's like, for me, man, it's like, and I ain't even watched it. I don't even watch BET, to be honest, anymore as I used to when I was younger. It's because, like you said, like, I stopped watching the shows, and all we getting is reality TV, sex, lies, and murder, and the drug game. That's all we getting. But that's why I kind of, like, I'm happy Bill Cosby back. Hopefully he gets back into the TV show, man. Because it can give us more programming, man. Give us better options. You know what I mean? If we leave it to Tyler Perry and Oprah, we done for out here.
Man, listen. All the TV shows that Tyler Perry has on BET. That's all I'm going to do.
it's sad, man.
Tyler Perry, come on, man.
Yeah, and it's like, it's crazy because the Madea family reunion stuff, that was cool. You know what I mean? The barbecues, the scenes, the funny scenes and all that stuff. I wasn't really a big fan of the, you know what I mean, dressing like a woman and all that, but you know what I mean? It was funny, you know what I mean? But after that, it was just like, yo, you just one-dimensional. Like, it's nothing And everything that you're showing us, you're just showing us the same thing, just with different actors.
That's it. Shows is off the hook right now.
Yeah.
And all the TV shows that's on TV is all sexual. Come on, man.
All of them.
When I came up, the Flintstones was on. They ain't even sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know how they made Bam Bam, because when they ever have sex, they had twin beds. They looked like they was in a damn dorm room.
Yeah.
Damn. Listen.
Everybody in bed.
I tried to watch this TV show. I don't even know. Every like 2 minutes, I had to turn it off because my son was around.
Yeah. Yeah. I either got to turn it off or tell him to get out the room.
And I'm like, this is regular TV. I remember you couldn't even cuss on TV.
Yeah, man.
It's a change, but dang.
It's a wrap, man.
Hope you enjoyed Tempo Podcast today. You can subscribe on all podcast platforms and on our website at www.paysetmovement.com. Thanks for listening. And until next week, remember, create momentum, then dictate tempo.